It's never been my drug, and a lot of my friends do it. And it wasn't until my roommate was super addicted and I saw the repercussions of being addicted to this particular drug that I sort of understood the power of it.
Ketamine, it's actually a salt. Ketamine hydrochloride. It's a chemical compound that is used for anesthetic, basically, for animals and for babies, for people. For like numbing the body in certain parts, but right now it's really broadly used for depression, which it has proven like 100% recovery for people, and that's what it was doing to me.
It starts in the wrong way because like usually people has it by believing that it's cocaine. And like you do your first line of ketamine use usually
a line that you think that it's like okay, I'm doing a line of coke. But it's not a lot of coke, you're doing a lot of ketamine. So then you go to this like completely different state of mind that you will ever do with cocaine, because cocaine like brings you into like full awareness, like you're like super on your shit. With ketamine, it's like you lose everything. It's a dissociative, it dissociates all your senses, like your sense of like touch, your sense of smell, your sense of sight, everything is dissociated, everything is completely far away from one another at first. And then you start like developing like this, like little by little, you start like getting more and more. And then you realize that you can control certain things within the substance. And it starts making you feel good, and it starts making you feel like more sociable. You start like, it's like alcohol in a way. It's you start like socializing, like talking to everyone. It's like, it makes me like listen to music better, like doing like so many things. For like 12 years time, I had no problem. And I was like waking up and like doing probably a gram.
Fuck off.
Yeah, like waking up and probably like doing a gram.
Just, oh my fucking God.
And like in the afternoon, another gram. And I got a little bit more, like another 2 grams. But the problem is that when you start like abusing it, like it's like with anything that it could be good, you know? Like you start abusing it, it just start like turning into something completely different. And that's what happened to me, you know, my mental state started changing and I started doing like 5 times more the dose that you do, and I lost it.
So give me a monetary amount. So like a gram of K is what, $100?
A gram of K is $50. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I fucked myself up, like finally. Like good, like
good, and
I, like good and proper, like all my credit cards, like I had like a big, like
surely you can't charge your ketamine to your Amex.
No, but junkies are very creative people in how to like make money out of credit cards and how to make money out of things, and that's a very dangerous thing to have in your own system.
God, if only we could apply this like superhero ability, yeah. It's a sober
yeah
brand.
But it's like, no, but it's like, but this is what we have, right? Like in ourselves, but this is like what we're lacking, because like we're like trying to like get like something that is so precious to us. I knew that I had such a big problem, and I knew that I had to stop, and like I wanted to kill myself, and I had all these things planned, and I had all these pills, and I had a hotel booked, and I had my
was
funeral.
Was it a nice hotel?
No, it was nice. It was nice in the Catskills. And then my friend, don't say that name. And I, she came down to me and she was like, you know, like you should come, please, please. Like she sent me this link to the Vipassana Center.
So will you stop speaking or whatever for a while?
Yeah, and I signed in. Like I get this email and it's like, you've been accepted.
Like, ah, oh, damn it.
I was like, fuck, I wanted to die.
Yeah, I'm Elliot Smith to the heart for me tonight.
And then I started to get like really scared. Like I was like, fuck. Like I'm gonna be like
Facing your demons, baby.
For like 10 days. Oh. And like meditating, like seeing like this technique that I was like, I've never meditated before in my life. What the fuck? Like, I felt like so alienated. Like, so I started having episodes of psychosis. The world was gonna end and I was gonna go first.
Right.
I thought that I was gonna like try to escape or like, I didn't know what to expect. And it started to feel really good. I didn't miss it. I was like so connected to myself but I started to get like great like sense of fear of like coming back into the real world. I was like, can you guys keep me here forever? I started talking because the one person that you can talk is just with your teacher, and she's like, just have patience. You're day four, you still have 6 days, and like the whole technique and the everything that they teach you. It like programs you to like come out into the world and keep on doing the work. You can't talk to anyone. You have this room, and like in all these 10 days, like I remember, like the most absurd things, like guys that I didn't remember that I slept with in like ages. I was like, oh my god, this guy! The fuck? Wow!
You hadn't remembered at all?
No, I was like, whoa!
Arab dude in.
In Puerto Barcelona, Vallarta. In Puerto Vallarta. Whoa. Like,
Ryanair bathroom.
It was, yeah, like that.
Ibiza, 2004.
Just like that. And then on day seven, they give you like a private cell. Where it's like soundproof and lightproof. And that's when I started having like the best of. And I was like, oh, wow. This is what the monks are actually doing when they're meditating. Like, this is, you get high on yourself, like, just by connecting with yourself. And I was like, what the fuck am I doing with this drug? That you realize, what are you trying to buffer?
What was it?
It's like lack of love. Yeah. You start having a lot of love for yourself, and you want to change the shit, you know? You don't want to be like...
No, of course not.
You don't want to be like, okay, I'm just going to go back out there and like do my 3 grams of ketamine at once.
3 is so many.
It's a lot.
I've done like a couple bumps max.
It's a lot.
And it makes me feel like my brain is actually dying.
It's a lot. So I came out of there and I was like, no, I wanna feel whole. I want to feel wholesome. And I wanna,
totally right.
I wanna connect with my friends, and I wanna do the best I can to like.
How'd you do?
To I came out like healed, out of that place.
Wow.
Out of that place. That place is like the most.
You saved a ton of money too. I bet it was quick.
No, imagine, it was better like the any Betty Ford clinic. It was for my own salvation, you know. You put with the sacrifice.
It's difficult to watch people go through this and know how to help them. Because it seems like a recreational drug that has no consequences.
No.
But it seems like it has very strong consequences.
No. It's like it's one of the strongest drugs that you could ever find. Like, to me, it was like the most beautiful substance that I could ever encounter. And like, it turned into my nemesis. Like, I cannot have it. No.
So if you had to say something to people out there who are struggling with this kind of thing, what do you think is the best way to stop it or move forward through it?
Like, connect with yourself.
How?
Connect with yourself. If you can, go and look for the nearest Vipassana center because it's free. It's like, it's donation only. Because that's what helped me. That would be my, you know, is that if you want to get rid of it, you need to get to the source of your addiction. No fucking... detox is gonna help you. It's like, it's all about yourself. It's all about like recognizing where your addiction comes from.
Right.
And like marinate on it.
It's really good. I'm so proud of you for getting through it.
I'm proud of myself.
You're very
too.
Healthy now.
I'm proud of myself.
You seem very hyper focused and hyper present.
Yeah,
regardless.
I'm proud of myself, you know? Like, I'm like, I feel really happy. Ah, I feel really good.
What a blessing. Like, can you say the dirtiest thing you can think of in Spanish? Make it be a sentence.
Ay, güey, qué rico. Then in Spanish?
Mm-hmm.
Puta, es que qué rico mamarte la verga, güey. Delicioso. Mm.
What's that mean?
So good to suck your dick. Delicious.
Oh, I'm taking my puppy to bed. You're amazing. So much fun. Had a shitty day. God hates me and only me, and showed me this by flooding my entire apartment. Flash floods plus old Brooklyn buildings equals unhappy wet Zoe and dog. I'm currently wearing Wellington boots while my dog floats on a life raft. I'm so upset. Oh, does it ever get easier? If you want, you can follow me on my Snapchat at DJ Killin' It, on my Instagram at Dr. Z Nightingale, on my website www.zoenightingale.com, on my Twitter at Generally False. If you feel like you need a new way to come, don't hesitate to go over to adamandevetoys.com. They will have all of your sex toy deviant pervert needs, plus free shipping and free gifts. Just put my name into the little discount box, Z to the O-E. It's that time of year again, folks. It is my birthday time. I'm heading up upstate with all my rascally rabbit friends to celebrate the day I was born with the ones that I love. So wherever you are, have a glass of champagne for me. Sunday the 31st, where I will enter in my mid-30s. Maybe I'll start embracing my middle-aged body. We'll see. I'm sending you guys all so much love from a soaking wet, musty basement apartment. Fuck my life.